It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am.
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Wheelhouse for talk radio purposes, so we'll jump on board. Axios Twin Cities, pick it up anywhere you want from the... It's Allstate, so Axios is a vehicle, but Allstate has it. Drivers' claims filed with Allstate in the 200 most populous U.S. cities, January to the end of, January 22 to the end of December 23. Average years between vehicle collisions per driver, U.S. average 10.6. Dave, your first gut instinct of that is what?
It seems reasonable.
It's not bad, right?
No, 10.6 years between an accident. I mean, I'm better, but
yeah,
not everyone is as good as you and I.
Well, I had one just utter act of stupidity, which I'll share again. But since then, I mean, I've become just a tremendous driver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I had
In fact,
one.
I would like to go around the cabinet right now, just like they were kissing up to dear yes. leader today about
thank
my driving skills.
Thank you for your
skills.
Leadership.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you very much, David.
Aside from an accident 2 months ago that I was not at fault for.
Oh, excuse me. That counts as
well, it does.
Vehicle collision.
So it's not like I hit somebody. I was hit. So that doesn't.
You're not up to me.
That doesn't reflect on my driving acumen. Previous accident was probably when I was 22.
No, we're counting this last one a couple months ago.
I'm just saying it was about 18 years between accidents. Mm. It's pretty good. Also not my fault.
Minneapolis, 7.6 years. St. Paul, 7.4. Shortest gap. Springfield, Mass., 4.6. Worcester, 4.3.
Worcester. Spell it right.
Yeah, exactly. Baltimore, 4.2. D.C., 3.9. And the clear leader. Boston, 3.1. I've said this so many times on the show. Yeah, New York is like driving in Lakeland Shores, Minnesota, compared to Boston. They're all nuts in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
There's organization. There's understanding in New York. In Boston.
They just hit you for spite.
They do. And they yell at you. And they run you over. And they feel happy about it. And then they're going to go to the park. Does this mean we should be checking people more often? If they actually can drive. What's your, 3 years in Boston between vehicle collisions. Well,
They just shouldn't have cars.
Seriously.
Cars, you lose cars from Boston.
The city
You're
is
done.
Out.
Yes.
Autonomous vehicles.
Privilege
right
revoked.
Away. we've discussed this before. I want feedback on this because we'll stay with this for a little bit. Next segment. Are we still just good? We're 16 and then, you know, or now kids don't care about a driver's license. They get one at 46, it seems. But are we still just okay? Here's your driver's license at 16. You're now good for the rest of your life because I think that's insane. Insane.
When you put it like that, Chad. Yes, it is
think
insane.
Think about that.
Your skills won't diminish as you age. That never happens with anything.
I had to threaten my father about not seeing his grandchildren.
Took that
to
well?
To finally him getting a driver. He was a horrifying driver in his day, so I didn't think he was later. When I moved back in 1990 until his passing, how many times do you think I was a passenger in his vehicle from the time I moved back in 1990? What's your ballpark guess? Just ballpark it.
Ballpark 12 times.
Zero. Not a single time. Not once. Never. That's how bad he was. Awful.
Even if it was his car, you'd say, slide over, Pops, I'm behind the wheel?
I wouldn't get in his car. Outside of get something out of his car. I had witnessed it for too long. I was not going to be a part of it.
He's a patient man. We all know that.
Yes, he was.
He'd be good in the zipper merch.
You're a farmer! Like you're driving 30, okay? Or you farmer. That's what he would say all the time. You farmer! Farmer. That was his insult. You farmer! Or he'd be weaving like two lanes over and like yelling at people. Or he'd be looking at the newspaper. It's like, Jesus.
His byline's in there. You got to make sure they got it right.
Oh, my God. No, we should be checking people. We need to check people. But again, it's the fear of older people. Because older people vote.
You sure do.
Older people get involved. And politicians never want to upset old people. Oh, we won't touch this entitlement, that entitlement. You're fine. Even though they're growing at rates that are not sustainable. But you folks vote and the younger folks don't. Yes or no, should we be checking folks? Are you just good 16 on? Because the answer is no. We shouldn't just say, here are the keys. But when does it start and how do we pull this off? What do you want to say? Phone calls would be great because, and by the way, if you're in Boston right now, You could call Team Shoal, too, and get updated. I mean, just update that car insurance right now and then and maybe update your life insurance, too. They don't do that, but on a separate matter. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so these driving numbers, the distance between collisions spurred the conversation. Should we test more? We're getting a number of texts about older family members, and I was telling you about my situation. How about this one? My mom never took a test, paid 35 cents at the post office, one accident in 70-plus years, and it was the other driver's fault. Was there a point in this country where we didn't test people? We just flipped you the keys at 16 or 18?
That's fine. Go get them. Go get them, Tiger.
Go get them. Yes, more driving tests. Please start by testing my 89-year-old father-in-law. It's a tough call with older family members. It is not easy. Another text. I drive a couple hundred miles a week, metro areas and outstate. My observation is that the majority of aggressive drivers are younger females with one hand on their phone. I don't know about that one. I think the aggressive drivers cross gender and age.
I think the extremely aggressive, when you see the people doing 90 down the freeway, weaving in and out of traffic.
More often men.
Seems, yeah, certainly more men tending younger.
Yeah, yes.
Whether it's distracted drivers, if that's what we're talking about with women on their phone or men on their phone, I'm with you. That's not, gender doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter.
No, absolutely not. When I see people on their phone and shouldn't be, they could be 70, they could be 20, they could be male, they could be female. What is a system where this could work, Dave? What's realistic? Is it every 10 years until you're 50? Is it we don't even do anything until you're 50? The lines are so long already. How much government apparatus are we going to have to set up? Do we not do it through the government on a second and third test? What is plausible? Because, I mean, it just makes no logical sense that here you go. I took my test May 29th, 1981, on my birthday. And when I drove home, I had about 700 people in my car. I mean, it was so packed. I don't know if we had any restrictions then on how many people could be in the car.
Didn't matter. Just stack them on top of each other.
I mean,
the Hartman clown car.
Looked like one time we land in the bay. We land in Oakland. This is when Isaiah J.R. Jr. Ryder was on the team, and there is a vehicle out on the tarmac already. No clue how the vehicle's out there. There are two buses out there where we're going to get in the Bobo bus. Players are going to get in the other bus. And JR starts shouting at the salty sea captain, my guy Bill Blair, Coach, those are my buddies. Can I get with him? Salty wanted no part of JR from the moment he met him. Sure. No, I'm not kidding you. It was like a four-door. I swear to God, like 30 people emerged from the car. I just was staring at it and just looking at it. I forget, maybe Hanny was next to me, and we're just going, how is that possible? What is the way to start checking folks if they can drive?
I would start here, because when you get the license, you got to take the written test, and then you got to do the behind the wheel. I would start in the written with another written test, 40, 45, 50, something like that, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Because I'm sure a lot of accidents obviously are caused just by people being bad drivers, not paying attention, not looking. But a share of them have to be people just forgetting the rules of the road, not remembering what a yield sign means, having no idea what to do with a roundabout.
So you think it's more lack of knowledge versus just incompetence and not paying attention?
I think it's probably more just physical bad driving. But I think not knowing the rules of the road, forgetting the rules, perhaps, you know, when we took tests, roundabouts weren't around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not knowing what to do. I think that's probably part of it. So I would start with the written test, you know, like I said, at age 40, at 50, whatever it is, and then maybe 10 years after that, 5 years after that, then you go for the behind the wheel. And maybe it's every 10 years since then, or after that point.
Among the texters, how about retesting everyone, who gets a distracted driving violation? So I just rear-end you, okay, hard. And it wasn't because of distracted driving, and I don't get tested, and somebody looked at their phone or put makeup on or had a hot dog, no ketchup, obviously.
No.
And they get tested versus the more serious accident that doesn't?
Yeah, and how do you know in every case which was distracted and which wasn't? Just because a person wasn't on their phone doesn't mean they were distracted or weren't distracted.
My son applied for a driver's permit, but they sent him a license instead.
That's a sweet deal. Good for him.
Lucky day for him. More text. MnDOT barely has enough people to test the 16-year-olds getting their license. Tough to just get an appointment. They would have to dramatically increase the staff, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They would. But people are getting killed way too often by folks who are just incompetent. And I'm not saying it's all going to be solved by testing and weeding out or reminding, but I think it's worth it. I've made the point. I just don't understand how we can take the test one time and for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, we just assume everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not. Is this what we want at our place of worship? Is this what we want? And is it just allowing the obvious to take place? We'll discuss this when we come back. I'm going to discuss Stretch Lab right now. It was a year or two before the pandemic. Was it 18 or 19? When I was driving by the Stretch Lab in the lovely city of Plymouth, and as I'm standing up, probably sit down too much in this studio, I was reminded, I have the lower back issue. I have the tight glutes. I have the tight hamstrings. I enjoy when I get a massage. So what's this Stretch Lab place? And I go in there and I met people and I found out Stretch Lab is essential to my physical fitness because they help me out and they stretch me in ways that I really can't do at home. I still try at home. I try different things for sure. But Stretch Lab, with double figures in locations around town, they're everywhere. Just go to stretchlab.com. They'll work with you on a 25-minute massage. They'll work with you on a 50-minute massage. They'll work with you if you have a, let's say, a 12-year-old hockey player who's involved in summer hockey. Or let's say your parents aren't driving anymore from a previous conversation. You bring in your 85-year-old mom. They'll work with her. They will stretch you, her, me, and Dave different because we all have our own challenges, and they are so good. You want to bike a little bit more. You want to walk a little bit more. You want to play a little bit more pickleball, golf, whatever it might be. Stretch Lab can help you out. Find them. Try it out. You'll love it. StretchLab.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.